All right, I'm going to... Is this on? I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Everybody be seated. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. This is June 27, 2018. We'd like to welcome you all here. We'll start with an invocation and pledge. I'll go ahead and do that. Would you please rise? Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the opportunity to be here and to be able to discuss the items that affect our valley, and to be able to do that in an orderly manner and be able to have that type of camaraderie and be able to respect each other's wishes and the way we feel about things. We're thankful for the free country in which we live and all that blessing that it is to us. And we're thankful for all that thou has done for us. We're thankful for our many blessings. We're thankful for this, all the things that we have. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, first item of business, we'd love to welcome the scouts here. They just missed the pledge. We could have had them do that. Okay, first item of business is public comment. If you can't stay for the whole meeting and you got something on the agenda that you'd like to talk about, then now is the time to do it. Anybody got something they'd like to bring before the board? If you're not going to stay?
No, I'm staying.
Okay, we'll get to it later then.
Okay.
All right. This is just in case you can't stay, you got
to
go.
Well, I just wanted to thank Vegas Valley Builders for coming out in force. It is really a wonderful thing. They don't even have to donate. They could have a big fun party with the money. And they not only donate, but then they come out on a very hot afternoon and give up dinner and everything. And we really appreciate it. And the other thing I wanted to say was, please, everybody have their stuff, pizza, water, sodas. And no one will leave. It was all gone. But anyway, I just wanted to thank
Wow, we're in trouble.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Item number 3, approval of May 30, 2018 minutes. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. I also need to have a motion to approve the agenda with one add. We'd like to have a moment to allow Metro to speak during the informational item. They want to talk about, I believe, fireworks.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Metro, you're up. Informational items.
Officer Nathan Bradford, Las Vegas Metro. We just wanted to talk a little bit about fireworks this year. As you saw, there was an article in the paper this morning. The county, my boss from Las Vegas, not my boss out here, the fire department, just about everybody has asked us to step up enforcement on illegal fireworks this year. You guys have probably seen, if you follow our Facebook page at all, LVMPD Northeast Resident Section, you'll see the link that is up to report illegal fireworks. Please do not call 311 or 911. You will bog down the system. We do get a substantial amount of calls on fireworks every year out here. For instance, New Year's last year, we were called a call chasing illegal fireworks. So please use the website so we can clear up the phone lines for, lack of better terms, real emergencies. But we will be enforcing that up to issuing citations and confiscating fireworks. So what I'm asking you, the town board, to do is to please make your constituents aware. You come across anybody, we're just trying to get the warning out there. The less work we have to do in that regard, the better for everybody, I think. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I seen the flyer. We got that. Janice sent that to us. They did mention the fine goes up to like $1,000 and can be up to 6 months in jail. So it's pretty hefty. And it says, if you lie, we write. So.
Yeah. On top of that fine also, you can be held liable for the disposal of the fireworks. We do have to confiscate the fireworks. And as of right now, we have to take them to Las Vegas to a fire department. And if it's over a certain weight, we have to actually take them to our armor section so they can be destroyed. You don't want to have to pay for that. So just please be aware of that.
We had a, Mr. Chair, Janice, Commissioner Patrick's liaison, we had a spirited discussion in Moapa, and I just think it always bears bringing up the October 1 massacre that happened in Las Vegas. We have lots of phone calls. Marilyn gets letters to her personal residence in North Las Vegas. Just they've been asking and begging, is there something that can be done? So it, that's why it's a serious fine. There's a lot of effort, money, time that's going into this on Wednesday the 4th. Special vehicles to transport them. They have to be put inside special boxes. They have to be kept in a controlled environment. It amazes me you can just buy them at the smoke shop and drive them into Las Vegas with no concern. But what we are being tasked with, along with Metro, and the city of Las Vegas to confiscate them. You can't just throw them in the back of the police cruiser and take them back to the Reds. So it's been a lot of hard work. Marilyn's been on this 24/7, and we hope to see a decrease, but this is just the beginning. This is going to be for years to come. The pets, the elderly, PTSD, and of course that horrible October 1st shooting. So please be respectful of your neighbors. Please don't be one of the folks that Metro has to make an example out of, because he's right. His direction is to nip this in the bud this year. And I hope people are pleased with this.
Well, I would just say that we have a great fireworks committee that puts on a great show every year. If you want to watch fireworks, that's the place to do it. If you want to donate to that, please do it. They do a phenomenal job. I can never say enough about the work that they put into that. I know that they are there for at least two nights in a row, camping out, watching those fireworks, setting them up. And so I can't say enough about them. And so I would just say that if you insist on watching fireworks, go watch their show. They do a great job. And also, the biggest concern in Las Vegas, as a big concern here, is catching somebody else's houses on fire. And you don't want to be responsible for that. So any other questions?
None for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Officer. All right. We're up to planning and zoning. Yes.
I actually have some informational items.
I am so sorry it said none.
Actually,
and you make this, right? Oh, okay. Just checking.
I did want to mention that our land use plan meetings are coming up.
That's true.
Three dates for Overton and three dates for Logandale. Overton will be July 11th, October 17th, and January 16th, beginning at 5 p.m. here. Logandale will be July 25th, October 22nd, and January 15th at the Fine Arts Building, beginning at 5 as well. I just want to give you the heads up. Budget requests are begin next month, so we'll be going over that again. Just bringing up the TAP training, just want to remind you to watch the training videos, and I do have the acknowledgement sheets here for your convenience. So I think that's, the speed limit on, was it higher?
Hasn't been changed yet.
It's been approved, so I did hear. We do have to do a study. So between Whipple to Bunnell, it's been approved to go from 25 to 35, but there has to be a second study done to look at Bunnell and Googler, the section between Bunnell and Googler.
How about just make it 35 from that one end all the way down around to the boulevard? Just make it one speed all the way.
35.
And that's all I have. I kind of want to mention just something just so you guys understand, because people, come in here and say, as we have items come before this group, one of them, for example, would be the subdivision that's up by the high school. And there's zoning there, and the zoning is the future zoning that they have there happens to be for some smaller lots. And so they, in their right, have the opportunity to develop that, because when they look at the land use plan, this thing that we're going to be looking at here in the next couple of months, it was decided, probably, I don't know, 1985, whatever. It's supposed to happen every 5 years, but there's a time between that, and they bring it out to the community and say, what do you think of our land use plan that we have here in the valley, and is there any changes that need to be made? And so that's the time that you need to come and talk about it. And that's the time that we need to make those changes if we have some issues with some of those things. It's not after the people buy the property and they look at their land use guide and say, you know, I can do that here. This is good property for me. I'll buy it. And then it's hard for us to go back and say, well, no, you can't do that because we don't like little bitty lots. We want to have at least minimum half acres. He says, well, I got RD zoning here. Why can't I? Because that's what it shows that I have. So I would encourage you to come out and take a look at it and see what's there and see what you think about it. And then make your opinions known. Very few people come to these. It's not that well attended. But I'll tell you, when we have an issue that comes up in their neighborhood and they do a subdivision that they don't like, we'll fill this room. But it's a little late in the game. That's all I'm saying. I just kind of want to bring that up. All right, let's go ahead and go on to zoning. All right, first item of business, AR 18400142, UC 15-80879, Janice Redondo. A use permit, first application for review to allow additional household pets, dogs, cats, and pot-bellied pigs. A waiver of development standards to increase the number of household pets, dogs, cats, in conjunction with an existing single-family dwelling on 10.4 acres in an RU, Rural Open Land Zone, in Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Moapa Valley Boulevard, 500 feet east of south of Ramos Ranch Road within Moapa Valley. Janice.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Town Board members, residents of the community. Janice Redondo, 1030 North Moapa Valley Boulevard. I could not be happier to be here today if the three of you remember 2 years ago. It has gone by so quickly, and it was really hard to go through that 2 years ago. So I'm going to have someone speak in a few minutes to tell you how far we have come and how much good that we're doing there. If you don't mind, I have a couple of videos that I would like to show. We'll probably need to turn up the lights. My helper, Tiffany, who is my volunteer from Wendy's Ranch and Rescue since she was this big, is going to run the video.
All right. Let's go.
Janice from Wendy's Ranch and Rescue down here at True Fusion Yoga Salon on Southeastern in Henderson. We're here today with some very special little critters. We've got a bunch of dogs from the pound that would probably otherwise be euthanized, but we've taken them and got their shots, they've neutered, they're ready for a forever home. A couple of cats, some guinea pigs, a bunny rabbit, and Mona Bay is here on display for you to meet. She's only a couple of months old. She was dumped at the shelter, only 2 pounds, but she's come a long way, and she's grown up to be a big girl. So if you get a chance, please come on down to True Fusion Yoga Salon in Henderson and come see the animals at Wendy's Ranch and Rescue.
This is Luke, and I just adopted him from Wendy's Ranch and Rescue here at True Fusion. I'm very excited to take him home and play with him and give him a forever home. He's very sweet.
I'm Tracy. I'm helping Janice with Wendy's Ranch and Rescue today. We're doing a full adoption event at True Fusion. We have cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, some very sweet dogs. Most of these animals have been brought into our kill shelter and saved up the rescue only list, which is only something the rescuers can see, and it's the euthanasia list basically. So they're given about 3 days for a rescuer to pull them, and then they get euthanized. So all these babies have been saved from euthanasia today by adopting you. Janice is able to and adopt more, take more from the kill shelter. So please come by True Fusion today.
That was several years ago when we lived in North Las Vegas on a half acre and we'd have to go out to do events. This is now today at Wendy's Ranch and Rescue here in Overton. That's Billy Beam. That's 50. Andrew Jackson. St. Christopher. Diesel. What tempo was that? That's Scarlett the Emu. There's Remy. Happy Dogs. One of the Daisies. There's a few of them. It's Molly Dolly. There's Zeus. That's Barbie. Somewhere she does animal reiki. So we're not open to the public. We never have been. It's invitation only. And, you know, I have my numbers. We have up to 10 dogs. I don't have 10 dogs. We have up to 20 cats. I have 20 cats. We have up to 30 pigs. I have 30 pigs. And then, of course, horses are, I think we have 7. But what I talked about when I first was here 2 years ago, I could have brought in 500 head of cattle. You know, I could have brought in, I don't even know if there's a number of the cap on the horses. I don't think there was. So any of the fears of traffic and needing a turn lane and where was the parking lot going to be and bathrooms, we haven't needed any of that because it's just me there. Tiff's with me on the weekend. You can see from the video, the place looks wonderful. Pigs didn't destroy it. There isn't any, there's no smells. The dogs, they bark at night. If they hear or see coyotes, they're still just doing their job. I call them my only employees. But there is a great need for what I'm doing. I wish I could find 30 other men and women to do it so that I didn't have to do it all night and every weekend. I refuse animals all the time because I don't, until I retire, I just don't have the time. But the property has always been perfect for what I wanted to do. And I think we've been a good community partner. I take on community service from the judges, both in Moapa and in Moapa Valley. We were so pleased to be in the parade. We had little Boris walking down the street, and when I got to Judy, I hugged her, and thank goodness she had a drink in her hand because I spilled it, and the little pig just started rolling in the ice that fell out of her cup because he was so hot. And now I think we're going to do something with the pigs on the 4th of July. Again, it's tough because of the heat, but I just can't be happier to be out here. It's been a dream of mine forever to have 10 acres, and I got it. I'm proud to be part of this community. I absolutely love Overton. Made so many wonderful, wonderful friends that I hope to have for the rest of my life. So I hope you appreciate what we're doing, and happy to answer any questions. And then when you open it up to public comment, I have a special person who's going to come up and speak as well. So I'll sit.
All right, well, typically I open it up to the public first, and that way we have last word. But so that's what I'm going to do if there's somebody else that wants to talk. But does anybody have any comments or would like to come up and speak on this item?
My name is Hugh Ward. I actually live in Logandale, but we own the property adjacent to where Janice has her ranch. We spend most of the daylight down there because, excuse me, my wife is an artist. That's her studio, and it's my workshop. And we work with the horses. And one time we had seven horses. They're down to two. I just had my 80th birthday, so I declined to take the horses. But what I want to say is it's a pleasure being there because I grew up on a farm in Kentucky. We had cows and horses and pigs. And it never smelled as good as hers does. And I'm not kidding. It's always clean. She has some poor guy who's been working the last week cleaning the place up. It never smells as clean. I'm glad she has good fences. They're better than mine. And she's always willing to help. If we go somewhere, she takes care of the horses. We kind of rotate irrigation time if it's early in the morning. It has not been like living next to a farm. It's actually been enjoyable. And Scarlet, the emu, sometimes I'll go over and turn off her irrigation water, and Scarlet has gotten to the point now she just lets me go walk right on by. So I'll say she's an excellent neighbor. There are no smells, there's no problems with that. There never has been. There's never been a traffic problem. And believe me, I'm down there all hours of the day. So I would say that ranch is a positive aspect of this fact. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the board. Do we have any comments from the board?
Not for me.
Not for me either.
Okay, and Janice, I've seen in your request that you were requested two more years, but I also seen that maybe we ought to just remove the time.
That would make me very happy, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't mind coming before you. I'd come every year and show you a new video that I think you would enjoy, but the county raised their comprehensive planning fees, and in the process, they decided to no longer exempt 501c3s. So this application cost me $900. And I can tell you that's a lot of pig food, that's a lot of trips to the vet, and it went to the county to be in this public forum. And again, I work for the county, obviously, I'm always available, even 2 years ago when we went through this. And again, I'm humbled by this man and his wife, Jana, who were so opposed to me, and we're friends now. It just kills me. You can put a review or not, but if you don't, whenever there's an issue, people just have to come see us. So I'll leave that for you to decide.
Okay. Anything else? I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we approve the use permit, the first application for review, and the waiver of development standards with no time limit.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. General business. Vegas Valley Four Wheelers announced the donation to local organizations, so you're up. Come on forward.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeff Jorgensen, 1205 Woodbridge Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm the director of the Hump and Pump. We have Kevin, our president, and some more board members and officers here. We'd like to express our appreciation for the Logandale-Overton community for allowing us to host our event, which this year will be our 37th year of having the Hump and Bump.
37 years.
Excuse me. This year, we're giving away $21,000 proceeds from from our Hump and Bump and another event that we held up here a couple of years ago called the Dirt and Drive that was put on by JP Magazine, the largest Jeep magazine in the world. We may again ask to do that if they decide they want to come through our area again. We may put in with the Bureau of Land Management to see if we could do that one day again, event again. But they donated $5,000 to our cause. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we're going to be giving away a lot of money to Partners in Conservation. We like to give money to the Volunteer Fire Department that's helped us out for years hosting our event. And we have adopted the Logandale-Overton community, and so we give money to the Kapalapa Community Center and wherever we can do good.
Yeah, so can we get a representative from the fire department, from Kapalapa Metro, and Partners in Conservation up?
This is the exciting part of
all
the work that we do. This last year we had approximately 220 4x4 vehicles coming out to our two-day event. We raised a significant amount of money, and this is where we get to give it away.
We all get a laugh. You have to go to a big bank to cash this.
Yes. Yeah.
We talk about giving money away, but we always do it for good reasons. So on behalf of Vegas Valley Quarterlers, here's $1,000 to the Metro Fund.
Thank you.
Get them all right here. So the fire station, making sure we're all safe, here's a $2,500 check.
Thank you so much.
Kapalapa Family Resources, here's a check for $1,500.
Thank you.
We've also got a lot of...
We got clothes for you, too.
How are you?
We got clean up. And for... I'm going to kill this one, I always do. Partners in Conservation, we've checked for $8,000.
Wow.
Elise on the ground, so to speak.
Elise does so much for us that we could never do
enough
for her. And
you guys are awesome.
She thinks
we're awesome. You brought it.
Yeah, so Elise has cleanups, trail cleanups, and things that we make an effort to participate in each year. This isn't all from Vegas Valley Four Wheelers. We're a small club in Las Vegas. We're the largest and oldest, but we're really a small club. So we ask the respectable clubs and associations from the region to come and help out with our event and guide trails and help with all the things that need to be done. And this last couple of years, we've had 9 different 4x4 groups coming from as far as southern Utah, Kingman, Arizona, people from California, and they come here and help us put on our event. So it's not all us. They help us raise the money. We have some great support from the Clark County Fairgrounds, from the police that helped us this last year by keeping the speeds down on the dirt roads so we can mitigate the dust problem. We have a water truck that's spraying the road to keep the dust down. The fire department helped us out doing an RC event at the fire station this last year, and we just love everybody out here. And I think that what we do and helps build the community and brings tourism to the Logandale Trails area, and we love it. So
we love you too.
So anyway, thank you so much.
You can see Wendy from the wheelchair.
Slide in here.
Where's Liz at?
I'm right
here.
Yes.
Good.
I'm good. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We love living out here. So.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I kind of want to mention one more thing about Hump and Bum. Most of that happens on public land. And one of the other great things, because I'm one of the board members for Partnering with Conservation, is that's kind of what we believe public lands is all about. The opportunity to go out and recreate, be able to do stuff like this, to be able to go camping, biking, horse riding, whatever it is, riding your four-wheeler, and just enjoying that outdoors and doing those outdoor kind of things. A lot of times these are the family events that we all like to do that sometimes get real hard because they have a tendency to want to shut some of that off. And so that helps, I believe, to keep stuff like that open and used for the public. So I congratulate you on that. Thank you very much. All right. I believe that's the end.
No,
I got public. You're right. I do. Item number 8. Public comment. This is the time for public comment.
Okay, now I can talk some more. No. Elise McAllister, Partners in Conservation. So these guys don't toot their own horn nearly enough, and this is the one opportunity that I have to do that. So they're very active in public land affairs. They write letters and send petitions and everything all the time. We work with them, and they're super because it just can't be us saying that. It has to be other organizations, and many of them don't take the time or make the effort to do it. And so I really appreciate everything the Vegas Valley Four Wheelers done, and this is for 10, 15 years. The other thing that they do they don't get credit for is they have really mentored. There's an incredible amount of meetup groups in Vegas that just meet up and go out, and they don't know how to recreate responsibly. They don't understand anything about volunteering and giving back. And Vegas Valley Four Wheelers is taking many of these groups under their wing and kind of brought them into volunteering and understanding that there's, besides the use of public lands, we have a responsibility to it. And so, just for an example, 4 or 5 years ago when we did a public lands day, Vegas Valley always comes out. They're always 25% to 40% of our turnout comes from Vegas Valley. We started having other groups come out. 5 or 6 different groups that they have brought to volunteer events, and that is really, really remarkable to me because it is really leadership by example that they don't get credit for or recognition for, and nobody ever really sees that. But this, I see the groups that don't recreate responsibly and don't come out to volunteer days, and it's a huge thing that these guys do. So I would be saying that if I did get a penny, but I'm surely going to say it if I got some money. thank you guys very much. I mean, it's remarkable what you do. Silver State Wranglers and Desert Wranglers, I mean, these groups, these meetup groups have 500, 700 people in them. I mean, they're huge groups, and it's something to take the time and they interact with them, and just like I said, just by leadership and example and being the kind of people that they are, they come out and they help the Hump and Bump, they come to the volunteer events, and I think this is huge, and the BLM should appreciate it too. So thank you. I just had to say
thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chair, and the BLM, he's on vacation. Stephen Neal's on vacation. I thought he was going to come today. I want to always talk about the land use plan update. I said I'd pull people out of their houses kicking and screaming, and I just can't get folks to show up. But I know folks are going to show up for the can, the houses by the high school that you mentioned. So they filed their non-conforming zone change last Thursday. So I have a meeting coming up, pre-meeting for the non-conforming zone change. Spoke with Marilyn about it today. We really are going to need all 5 town board members here, so Amelia will work with everybody for when their item comes before you. Because Marilyn has said it before, she wanted me to reiterate for you again, she's going to follow your vote. So whatever you decide for the Cannon Company, for the development over at the high school, is what
will be approved at the Planning Commission and the County Commission. So I know they had their last neighborhood meeting. I don't know if there'll be another neighborhood meeting now that their application is filed. I don't know how they're going to feel about that, but I just encourage people to come out for that meeting and have a lot of discussion, because I've seen it happen in the Northwest 15 years ago when I started working for the county. With lots of 2-acre parcels, 5-acre parcels, people had four-wheelers, people had motorcycles, people had horses, they rode into the desert, and then one development came in with 30 houses, and another one came in with 100 houses, and another one came in with 200 houses, and all those little parcels got swallowed up. So we've talked about this land use plan incessantly, but it's normally to Ralph, right?
Yeah.
And again, Ralph's here, might be the only one who cares about this land use plan, but the growth is coming. When Apex happens, you hear me say this all the time, when Apex happens, they're going to look north. They're not going to look south. People are not going to move to Henderson. They're not going to move to the Southwest to work at Apex. They're going to go north. So just, again, talk to folks in the restaurants, talk to folks when you're out and about. That's coming. The application's been filed. Thank you.
And do you think it'll be here under us?
Because it's a non-conforming zone change, it's probably going to be 6 to 8 weeks before it gets here. But as soon as Amelia has a date, she'll get it to you folks.
All right. Do we have any other public comment? All right, any of you scouts want to get up here and tell us anything? This is the place to do it. You can have your voice heard. All right, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for coming. Our next meeting will be July 11, 2018. Thank you all for coming. Oh, by the way, that's right. Hey, by the way, is this on? Hello, 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 hello. That's fine. Hey, you scouts, if you guys want some pizza, it's all for you guys. Go ahead and take some. Get some pizza.